Roughly 41% of us will be diagnosed with some type of cancer in our lifetimes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are more than 100 different kinds of cancer with different personalities and causes, causes that are not all that well understood. In the first part of our week-long series, Mark Brush takes a look at our murky understanding of cancer and the environment.
Corinna Borden woke up in the middle of the night with a shooting pain under her right rib cage. Months went by, and the pain got worse. Doctors were stumped. Borden was taking 2 Vicodin pills every 4 hours for relief. She had more tests, and her doctors eventually found the problem. Hodgkin's lymphoma. Cancer. She was 29 years old.
I basically shut down. Like, I was totally blown apart and terrified, and I couldn't think of anything but that I was going to die, and this was really unfair.
Borden wondered how it happened. Was it something that ran in her family? Or was there something in her food? Or something somewhere in her environment that caused her cells to mutate out of control? There are many factors that can lead to cancer. There are the genes we inherit. There are viruses. There are naturally occurring things like sun exposure, arsenic in water, and radon. All these factors can interplay with the cells in our body and lead to cancer. And then there are the man-made chemicals in our lives. How these impact cancer is tough to figure out. The National Toxicology Program lists 240 substances that could lead to cancer. Each year, a panel of scientists appointed by the president takes stock of the nation's strategy to fight cancer. In 2010, a panel appointed by former President George W. Bush issued a report that said, quote, "The true burden of environmentally induced cancer has been grossly underestimated." Dr. LaSalle LaFall chaired the panel. He says only a fraction of the 80,000 chemicals in use today are tested for safety.
The health effects of many of these chemicals have not been studied. They've been understudied, and the chemicals really remain unregulated.
The panel's report was criticized by the American Cancer Society. They say only about 6% of cancer deaths are caused by occupational exposure and environmental pollutants. And because of that, more focus should be put on the bigger risks, things like smoking, sun exposure, diet, and lack of exercise. Dr. Richard Clapp is an environmental epidemiologist at Boston University. He says the 6% number is outdated, a 30-year-old estimate. He says right now, we don't know enough to make a solid estimate.
It's not like environmental and occupational exposures cause 70% or 80%. We don't know that. Anyone that claims they know that is, you know, making it up. There's no way to prove that. But we do know that there are people getting exposed to stuff that causes cancer. Why would we want to have that continue?
Clapp says if there's a chemical we're exposed to that looks like it might be linked to cancer, it's wise to get rid of it. Corinna Borden doesn't know how she got cancer, but she's changed her life now. She got rid of the chemicals in her house, she filters her water, and she changed what she eats. But she tries not to be consumed by these choices. She says she still has to live.
I've been in a position where I didn't want to get out of bed because I was so afraid of dying, and that's not how we should live. Life is precious and beautiful, and I really feel that you need to go out and experience it, and going out and maybe being a little closer to the edge some days is what choice do we have?
It's been almost 6 years since Borden first heard the word cancer, and she doesn't know yet if her cancer is in remission. For those who get the disease these days, the good news is that fewer people are dying from it because of advances in treatment and screening. But researchers continue to work on one of the biggest puzzles: what makes our cells turn cancerous in the first place? For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
Tomorrow, we go to White Lake. Some families there are trying to figure out where the cancer in their community might be coming from. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.